On this day 28 years ago, ZANU-PF leader and the then Zimbabwean Prime Minister Robert Mugabe and PF ZAP leader Joshua Nkomo signed the unity pact following internal disturbances that allegedly claimed more than 20,000 lives in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces. From that day, December 22 is a national holiday to celebrate the coming together of the two liberation parties, which many say brought peace and tranquility in the country. ZANU-PF member and information and Communication Technology Minister Superman Wanzera says, unlike other African nations torn by civil wars, Zimbabwe enjoys a lot of peace due to the unity accord.
As a result of the peace that was struck by His Excellency the President and the late Vice President Dr. Joshua Nkomo, we are a united and peaceful nation. And you can never put a monetary value to the peace that we enjoy in this country.
Mandwanzira, who was still in secondary school when the Unity Pact was signed, says he is proud to be a beneficiary of the agreement.
Only if you are united, you can achieve a lot more. So I'm very proud that today I'm a minister. I'm very grateful to this opportunity that was born out of the struggle and sacrifice of many people who died in the war, some who survived our war veterans.
Former liberation war fighter and ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chinotimba says the Unity Accord prevented the country from sliding into chaos like what is happening in other African countries. He said, what's obtaining in countries like Libya, Syria and Iraq clearly demonstrates why unity must prevail in a nation.
That unity must remain as it is. We are enjoying it. There is no war. If you look at South Africa, they are shouting at each other. But in Zimbabwe, it is peaceful. Were it not for people like you at Studio 7, you don't report the truth. This country is peaceful.
But not all Zimbabweans feel the same. Most opposition political parties in the country feel the Unity Day has lost its importance as the ruling party now uses the occasion to denigrate them. In a statement to mark Unity Day, Marcelina Chikasha of the African Democratic Party, speaking on behalf of 13 opposition political parties, which include the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, said the Unity Accord has lost its meaning due to ZANU-PF's intolerance of the opposition. She said ZANU-PF itself is no longer united.
This party is divided into more than three factions and they are embroiled in a succession conundrum. Secondly, the original unity accord with PF ZAPU has collapsed. Third, no unity and reconciliation has been attempted with other political parties.
Student activist Gift Ostalo Siziva says there cannot be real peace and unity in Zimbabwe without telling the truth about what happened during the Gukurahundi atrocities.
The people who are perpetrators of the butchering, the genocide that happened in Matabeleland are still free, moving around and continue the butchering of the ordinary people of Zimbabwe. And therefore, we cannot say that there is any peace to celebrate in our country, because every day people disappear, every day people are butchered, people are incarcerated by the regime of Robert Mugabe.
Political commentator Ernest Mudzengi of the Media Center says the Unity Accord is still relevant to the ZANU-PF politics.
When you look at the then PF ZAPU and the ZANU-PF, those were the foremost liberation movements in this country. So when we look at our history, it's important in that it marks a certain point in the unfolding history of Zimbabwe.
The Unity Accord, among other issues, stipulates that the party or government's two deputies should come from the two signatories of the agreement. Nkomo, who died 12 years after signing the pact, has been succeeded by the late Vice President Joseph Musika, the late Vice President John Nkomo, and the current Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko, while Mr. Mugabe stayed as First Secretary and President of the party and country since 1987. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.